Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the bustling world of tech innovation and investment. We're kicking off with a look at the investor experience at TechCrunch Allstage. It's not just another tech event, it's a convergence of ideas and potential breakthroughs all under one roof. Let's explore what makes this gathering a must-attend for investors.
TechCrunch Allstage is truly a unique experience for investors, offering a direct line to the future of technology. Unlike typical conferences, this event places investors shoulder to shoulder with the very founders shaping tomorrow's tech landscape. It's an unparalleled opportunity to meet technical founders and first-time CEOs all in one concentrated location.
That sounds like a dynamic environment. How does this setup benefit both investors and startups? And what's the buzz around the event this year?
The setup eliminates layers and filters, allowing investors to engage directly with startups, which can accelerate deal flow significantly. This year, the event offers a $210 discount for early ticket purchases, underscoring its appeal. Being held at Boston's SOA Power Station on July 15th, the event promises a vibrant mix of early-stage capital opportunities and mentorship for emerging fund managers.
It's fascinating to see how such events can reshape investment landscapes. Now let's shift gears to Anne Wojcicki's bold move in reacquiring 23andMe through her nonprofit. This acquisition raises intriguing questions about data privacy and the future of genetic testing.
Absolutely. Anne Wojcicki's TAM Research Institute has successfully bid $305 million to acquire 23andMe, surpassing Regeneron's $256 million offer. This move follows the company's bankruptcy filing and a massive cyber attack in 2023. It highlights the ongoing challenges and privacy concerns in the genetic data sector.
With privacy being such a hot topic, how does this acquisition impact 23andMe's customers, and what does it signal for the industry at large?
Customers will be notified of the acquisition 2 business days before it finalizes, but the bigger picture involves potential shifts in how genetic data is managed. Wojcicki's leadership could prioritize data protection, especially after the lawsuit settlements post-cyber attack. The acquisition also emphasizes the strategic importance of genetic data in biotech and healthcare innovation.
This acquisition certainly sets the stage for future developments in genetic data handling. Moving on, Apple's latest AI-generated tags in the App Store beta are making waves. Let's delve into how these innovations might change app discoverability.
Apple's AI-generated tags are now live in the developer beta of iOS 26. These tags aim to enhance app discoverability by analyzing metadata from app screenshots. This approach could significantly influence how apps rank in search results, though it's not yet affecting the public app store.
Improving app discoverability is crucial for developers. How do these AI tags work, and what are the potential impacts on app rankings?
The tags extract text from app screenshots, potentially altering search rankings by considering more than just app names and keywords. This change, as discussed at Apple's WWDC 2025, could help users find apps more efficiently, benefiting both developers and consumers by improving visibility and relevance.
It's exciting to see AI being leveraged to enhance user experience. From Apple's innovations, let's pivot to Waymo's strategic response to today's No Kings protests. Safety and operational adjustments are at the forefront for this robotaxi service.
Waymo is limiting its services in cities like San Francisco, Austin, and Phoenix, with a complete suspension in Los Angeles due to the nationwide No Kings protests. This decision follows incidents where Waymo vehicles were targeted during protests, highlighting concerns over their perceived role in surveillance.
Protests can create complex challenges for tech companies. How is Waymo addressing these safety concerns, and what does this mean for its operations?
Waymo's proactive service limitations aim to protect both riders and vehicles amidst heightened tensions. By challenging law enforcement's requests for footage, Waymo also underscores its commitment to privacy, balancing operational needs with public sentiment and safety.
Waymo's approach certainly reflects the broader tech industry's navigation of public and operational dynamics. Now, let's explore Google's reported decision to cut ties with Scale AI. This move could reshape AI partnerships significantly.
Google's potential severance from Scale AI marks a notable shift in its AI strategy. Originally set to pay Scale $200 million, Google is now exploring alternatives. This decision follows Meta's significant investment in Scale, which may be influencing Google's reevaluation.
Severing ties with a major partner like Scale AI is a big move. What are the implications for Google's AI initiatives and the wider AI ecosystem?
The implications could be broad, affecting Google's access to specialized data annotation services crucial for training AI models. This shift might also reflect competitive pressures and strategic realignments in AI collaborations as companies like Microsoft and OpenAI reassess similar partnerships.
It'll be interesting to see how these changes play out in the competitive AI landscape. Speaking of AI, let's discuss the emergence of a new godfather in the industry, Alexander Wang, and his potential impact.
Alexander Wang, co-founder of Scale AI, is being positioned by Mark Zuckerberg as a key figure in Meta's AI strategy. With a $14 billion investment and a 49% stake in Scale, Wang's role signifies a strategic pivot for Meta, aiming to compete with AI leaders like Google and OpenAI.
Positioning Wang as a central figure is a bold move. How might his leadership shape Meta's AI trajectory, and what does it mean for the industry?
Wang's arrival could accelerate Meta's AI developments, potentially redefining its approach to AI innovation. His influence, alongside AI pioneers like Yann LeCun, could spark new collaborations and drive significant advancements, intensifying the race for AI supremacy.
The AI landscape is certainly heating up with such strategic moves. Lastly, let's turn to a lighter topic, Silicon Valley's shift from traditional energy drinks to innovative alternatives.
In Silicon Valley, there's a growing trend towards alternative energy drinks, moving away from staples like Red Bull. New startups are offering beverages with ingredients like ketones and L-theanine, promising similar boosts without traditional caffeine and sugar.
It's fascinating how lifestyle trends evolve in tech hubs. What are some of the standout products and their potential benefits?
Brands like Ketone IQ are leading the charge, backed by investors such as Andreessen Horowitz. These drinks aim to provide cognitive and physical boosts with healthier ingredients, appealing to a health-conscious tech community eager for sustainable energy solutions.
This trend certainly reflects Silicon Valley's innovative spirit. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that technology and lifestyle continue to intertwine in fascinating ways. Thanks for tuning in. And stay curious.